In the first reading today, St. Paul speaks to us about how we are to conduct ourselves. And he tells us all about some of the things that he had to go through and what early Christians had to go through. That is, that they were put in prison, they were tortured, they were beaten, they were all these things that he talks about. But then he talks about how to handle it. And this is the question that all of us have to look at for ourselves. Because he talks, first of all, about the fact that we have to handle everything with patience. He tells us we have to handle everything with unaffected charity. He tells us that we have to have the Holy Spirit. We can ask ourselves, does that sound like us? What we tend to do when we're made to suffer is a lot of complaining. We tend not to be very patient. And if it's a particular individual that's causing some of our suffering, the last thing that we are is charitable to them. Boy, do we have all kinds of names that we can call that person and some pretty colorful descriptions of who we think that person is and what they're all about. The question we have to ask is, number one, are we praying for them? Number two, are we forgiving? These are both very, very hard things to do. When you're upset with somebody, to pray for them is really hard. But it's the greatest work of charity, and it's the quickest way to break through the problem. And are we forgiving? We get caught up in the idea that what this person did was something that was really bad. And it was. And therefore, somehow we feel justified in not forgiving. There is no such justification. After all, what we've done to God is really bad. And God forgives us. God doesn't say it was okay for you to have sinned. I understand you've got this brokenness and this week, so it was okay for you. No, he does not say that. And neither are you being asked to say it was okay for this person to do whatever they did. What they did was wrong. What they did was horrible. What they did was sinful, whatever it may be. It wasn't okay. You're not being asked to say it was. You're being asked to forgive. In fact, that's not only just a reasonable thing and a good idea, it's something that we pray for every time we pray the Our Father. And not only do we pray for that, but we ask to be forgiven only to the degree that we're willing to forgive. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So if we're not willing to forgive, we're praying condemnation on ourselves. And in case we didn't think that that was necessarily such an important point, it's the only point in the Our Father that Jesus actually took out and commented on. Unless you forgive other people's sins against you, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you yours, he said. So this is important, critically important. We justify ourselves in not forgiving. There is no such justification. Jesus didn't say, well, if somebody does something really bad, you don't have to forgive them. Yeah, you do. Now I need to make another distinction. Because again, it's critical for us to understand. It takes one to forgive, it takes two to reconcile. So if we come out with the excuse that I don't have to forgive because that person isn't sorry for what they did, Jesus didn't say you have to reconcile. He said you have to forgive. If the person is not sorry and the person is not willing to reconcile, you're not able to. But you can still forgive. even if the other person is not sorry at all. So that's what our Lord is asking of us. That's what St. Paul is instructing us to do. So we look at St. Paul, again, this isn't somebody with a bunch of pious pablum. This is somebody who was whipped and beaten and imprisoned and all the other things that happened to him. We also remember this is somebody who was singing hymns as his back was hamburger from the whipping that he took and was now in prison, and he was singing hymns. What would you be doing? That becomes, again, an important thing for us to look at. Are we turning and asking the Holy Spirit to help us, to lead us, to guide us? Are we praying? Are we forgiving? Are we being patient? Are we being charitable? Being charitable isn't just about being nice. Being charitable is to do what's best for the other person. These are hard things. These are Christian virtues. They are not options. They are not good ideas. Nor are they things that are beyond our ability. With God's help, we can do them. By ourselves, we cannot. So in the midst of whatever struggles we have to go through, pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to be with you. Ask Him for the help to be able to do whatever it is that needs to be done. To be patient or to be charitable or to be forgive or whatever it might be. But pray for the other person, because that's the greatest work of charity, and that's what will help you to do everything else. So that's the piece that is critical for all of us, charity. After all, we are made in the image and likeness of God. God is love. You are made in the image and likeness of God. So that means not only were you made to be loved, you were made to love. God doesn't do anything other than love, which means you and I should not be doing anything other than love. Therein lies a good challenge. Look over your day and ask yourself, did every single thing that I did today, everything, did it proceed from charity? Was everything I did an act of charity, of love for God and love for neighbor? That's what God does. That's what He's asking us to do as well.